It's going out to a reporter, Adrian Broadhurst from KARE-TV Minneapolis. Adrian, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. I am here in Chanhassen in front of Paisley Park, and at this hour I can tell you there's still a lot of pain here. Fans are trying to find comfort as they remember the legacy that Prince leaves behind. They're finding comfort in their memories, sharing stories of times that they saw him perform, and just really thankful for the gift of music that he left us. Now, about at 1 o'clock local time, we're central time zone here, the autopsy was completed. That autopsy was performed by Dr. Quinn Strobel. It started at 9 a.m. She wrapped up around 1 p.m. local time, so that lasted about 3 hours. I spoke with a representative from the Carver County Medical Examiner's Office. I wanted to know, you know, was this normal? Was it shorter or longer than typical autopsies? But it basically just told us, hey, an autopsy can take up to 3 to 5 or even longer. And when it comes to hours, no official word on what caused the death. We have a scheduled news conference that's at 3 p.m. local time.
Hey, Adrian, yes. Let me just say that generally when you come upon something obvious early in an autopsy, it kind of focuses it and it goes faster. But when you're when you're searching and searching and searching and searching for a cause of death, that's when it tends to drag on. Now, it's possible that because it was him, it's Prince, that they still turned every stone and they want to check everything out. But my suspicion is that there was not an obvious cause of death, like not something that jumped out at them. I'm guessing.
Saying it could be weeks before we do know the cause of death. Obviously, there are additional tests, the toxicology report that will have to be performed, and that can take weeks until we hear those results.
And let me get on that, which is that we are hearing this report that he was taking Percocet for his hip pain. And by the way, hopefully we'll find out what's wrong with his hips at the time of the autopsy, too. Why does that otherwise healthy middle-aged man take opiates for his hips? That does not make sense, but okay. In any event, that doesn't mean addiction. It just means he's taking opiates for his hips. It might mean addiction, but still, people don't die even of addiction to opiates unless you add in a benzodiazepine, at least oral opiates. So the toxicology will be very relevant to see whether there was also a sleeping medicine or anxiety medicine on board, in which case that makes the probability of a drug death, a substance death, much higher.
Yeah, there are still so many questions, and that's one of the things people hear. There are at least 200 fans that have gathered here at Paisley Park. They have so many questions. They're asking folks in the media, do you know what happened? I spoke with one of Prince's childhood friends. They grew up together in North Minneapolis, which is about 20 miles or so from Paisley Park, where we are now. And that friend was telling us that Prince was born with epilepsy. Not sure if that had anything to do with the hip replacement you alluded to earlier. That's something totally different.
Yeah. But I heard he had epilepsy in childhood, which people often outgrow. So that may have nothing to do with all this. And then there's been rumors about his Jehovah's Witness sort of belief system of figuring into this. Jehovah's Witnesses that I've spoken to say, no, if you just don't take transfusions. You take medical care. You just don't take transfusions. Right? You still there, Adrian?
I'm here. Okay. Yes, I'm here.
Let me ask this. I got some questions for you because this may lead to, there's some clues here that I'm trying to kind of sweep up the crumbs to see if I can figure things out here. This elevator that he was found in, have you ever been in the house?
I was here one time. I don't know where the elevator is located in the house. I was here 8 months ago with the National Association of Black Journalists. He invited us here for a listening party. But one thing that's interesting about the elevator, a lot of folks have been talking about it. I don't know, you know, I don't want to speculate. But watching previous news stories, I saw a story earlier in the day where producer L.A. Reid was saying that a long time ago, Prince talked to him about an elevator, making the comments that, you know, be careful of the elevator. It can bring you down or hold you back. So
that's
I guess
strange.
I'm curious as to what is your question? Do you think he was placed in this elevator
No, I'm wondering, you know, how far away it was from bathrooms or bedrooms. In other words, was he just moving through his house and went down? Or was he going from one place to another? Was he likely to have been in the elevator for a long time, say with weakness, and then got sick in the elevator and no one knew it? it would tell us a lot if we sort of knew what the elevator thing was. Was he, in other words, if he was just, you know, walking out of the elevator on his way to the kitchen and went down and dead, that is cardiac or neurological, period, end. That is sudden death. And that is, you know, either a heart attack or a cardiac arrhythmia or a cerebral aneurysm. But if, let's say, the other extreme is he got weak, fell down in the elevator, couldn't get out, and sat there for hours and died, that's a totally different kind of death.